Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. An infection with HIV isn't the death sentence it was 40 years ago. But without the powerful antiretroviral drugs keeping the virus from replicating, a patient develops AIDS, which does kill.
That's why scientists have been pushing for a cure. And so far, three people in the world remain HIV-free after their treatments.
The latest is a mixed-race woman who was successfully treated using stem cells from umbilical cord blood rather than bone marrow, which was used for the first two cured patients.
Both approaches keep the virus from entering healthy cells, where it normally inserts its genetic information, replicates, and stays for the life of the cell. The treatment involves removing all bone marrow cells and replacing them with cells that don't have the receptors for the virus to bind and enter.
These replacement cells carry a mutation in this receptor so that it's no longer on the cell surface. This makes it resistant to HIV infection since the virus can no longer bind.
Since transplants of these mutated stem cells from the bone marrow had worked, this time doctors used stem cells from umbilical cord blood stored in cord blood banks.
A big benefit of cord blood stem cells is they don't need to be as precisely matched as bone marrow.
The woman who received this treatment remains disease and medication-free 1 year after surgery. Could this finally be a cure for all HIV patients? That's what scientists will try to answer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.